Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Cellar Notes.
You know, Syrah is a wonderful, wonderful varietal. And it's actually becoming more and more popular all across the world. And the only downside that I see to it is that some people, it's a grape that tends to be fairly big and powerful. And if you're not careful, you can end up with a line which is really big and ungangly and blousy is the term that I've used in the past. Your thoughts, Alan, about this is that there's some good stuff on the horizon.
Well, there are, Hugh. And once you get away from Australia, you stand a better chance of avoiding those fruit bombs.
Right.
But I tasted three and I liked each and every one of them. Let me start with a wine from the Washington State area. This is called Dusted Valley Boomtown. This is Syrah from 2018, only $20. This is a very attractive Washington State Syrah. Like so many wines from that region, the wine is leanish. It's well-structured with deep, tasty fruit. And it's a lot less jammy than the Australian Shiraz. And not quite as acidic and fleshy as the Rhone counterpart of it.
Mm-hmm.
This Syrah is inky black, very, very dark. And the aroma shows a complex mix of blackberries, cinnamon, tobacco, and vanilla toffee. On the palate, the wine is quite dynamic. It unfolds in a sequence of scenes. The first thing is a burst of fruit followed by spikes of bright high notes, kind of where the acidity lives. And then there's a big round mouthful of more fruit. And finally, there's a splash of tannins, mild but noticeable and supportive. This is pretty much how I like my Syrah. A little bit on the lean side, but complex and flavorful. It's a very good effort. From South Africa comes a pretty interesting one. This is Radley and Finch Lazy Hair Shiraz. They call it Shiraz. 2017, $11. And this is a really good value, you know, but it's a very interesting Shiraz, not at all typical. It's very lively, not at all jammy or dense, and it actually is a shade under full body. And although there are nothing of it, it does taste like there's a lot of Grenache in it. So,
really?
Yeah, it says it doesn't have any, so I'll have to believe them. The aroma is a tad unusual. It has blueberries, candle wax, and a touch of volatile acidity. On the palate, the wine is quite juicy, braced with bright acidity, and there's flavors of tart red cherry, kiwi, which is a lighter kind of acidic flavor, and then something like slightly underripe blueberries. But the dominant feature of this wine is its acidity, which gives it a lot of brightness and liveliness. Very enjoyable, and I say Radley and Finch is a good value. Finally, from the one place in Australia I always trust, the Margaret River, Tate Shiraz, 2019, only $18. Now, the Margaret River is in Western Australia, and it's one of my most favorite regions. So often the wines are of high quality, made with great restraint and balance. And this Shiraz is so typical of the type. It is a big Shiraz, but it's not overwhelming. It has deep flavors, but avoids sloppy jamminess. And the flavors center on blackberry with side notes of tobacco, smoky oak, and bitter chocolate. An extremely impressive wine. Good old Margaret River. Hugh, this is my wine value of the week, $18, Tate Shiraz.
That sounds great. Well, we'll put all these on the website.
That's right. And people can try to go out there and get them.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.